Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.
Nothing is as exciting as a great book, especially a mystery or a thriller. The unreal and the all too real combine to give a good scare, unbearable tension, and often something to say about the world as well. I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're recommending some great mysteries and thrillers on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. On The Sympathizer podcast, host Philip Nguyen joins the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen to discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor Be My Guest with Ina Garten, a podcast from Food Network. Intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, Emily Mortimer, and more. Listen to Be My Guest wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from the Pop Culture Moms podcast. Best friends Andy and Sabrina take their obsession with TV and movies to the next level, talking to celebrities about the comedy and tragedy of parenthood and the fictional moms they love most. Listen to Pop Culture Moms wherever you get podcasts.
Joining me today is Leah Donnella. She's the supervising editor at NPR's Code Switch. Hey, Leah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Books We Love, as many of our listeners hopefully know, is NPR's sortable list of book recommendations from real people inside and outside NPR, like Leah Donnella. Today, we are talking about mysteries and thrillers. So, Leah, what are we starting with?
Okay, the first book is called The Hacienda, and it's by Isabel Cañas. And I am a total sucker for gothic novels. Mm-hmm. I especially love ones recently that take place somewhere unexpected. So, you know, not Europe.
Yeah.
And this one takes place in kind of a remote town in Mexico in the 1820s. And it follows our heroine, Beatriz, who moves from Mexico City to her husband's estate. It's kind of in the middle of the desert and realizes very quickly that her husband is not the person that she thought he was, this kind of wealthy, handsome stranger who she thought was so charming. He has some other dimensions, and the estate that they move onto is just very obviously and terrifyingly haunted. So,
haunted house. Yes. Haunted house.
And she has to kind of figure out how to survive and who is even real and not real in this house and who's on her side and who's trying to kill her.
Wow. I love a spooky story. This sounds like a spooky story.
Oh, it is very, very chilling. I would recommend reading with like hot chocolate or something that will keep you from being too scared.
Uh-huh. Hot chocolate and maybe just like a big dog or something like that.
Yes.
It can help protect you from anything scary. All right. So that is The Hacienda. It's by Isabel Cañas. All right. Let's go to your second pick.
Okay, the second pick is called House of Hunger. It's also kind of a gothic novel, but I would say it's less scary and more disturbing. It's about a young woman who is living in some pretty deep poverty in a city where most people are living in really difficult poverty. And she kind of gets to her wit's end. She doesn't know what she's going to do when a couple of things go wrong in her life. And so she decides that she's going to accept a job as something called a blood maid. And blood maids are basically young women who live in very fancy estates, and they have to actually physically donate vials of their own blood to their employers. and that's basically the job. Other than that, they get to eat lots of fancy cakes and food and go to parties and kind of have a raucous good time. But all the while, they are literally giving up their blood for this job. And so I think the story is a lot about kind of, you know, how this works, how this system works, but also just it stays pretty mysterious. You never really understand why this is happening. And I think it's asking readers to kind of question for themselves, like, why am I doing my job? Who is it benefiting? And what am I willing to give up for these things that I think of as benefits? So,
yeah, I was going to say, like, work is actually a vampire. That to me is the kind of premise that I like in a dystopian or horror or near future or, you know, that entire category of sort of how did we get here type of books.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting about it, too, is that even though the premise is so kind of like hit you over the head with unsubtle.
Right, sure.
You kind of still don't know what you would do in this person's situation.
Right. Well, that's always the trick, right? Because in real life, it's a difficult question. What would you give up for your work and what would you give up for your survival and things like that? And it's an interesting question in real life. So it's an interesting question for a book as well, even if you know from the beginning, like what you're being asked to think about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is your third pick?
The third pick is called The Daughter of Dr. Moreau. It's by Silvia Moreno Garcia. And it's kind of a sci-fi horror mix. It's obviously riffing on the sci-fi classic, The Island of Dr. Moreau. And this book, The Daughter of Dr. Moreau, is following that doctor's daughter. She works in her father's lab, kind of helping him with these experiments. And there's a whole cast of characters on this island. But throughout the book, we kind of learn with the daughter that these experiments that her father is telling her about and the things that he's working on are actually much weirder and more upsetting than she believes them to be. Even what she knows is kind of characterized by her growing up in isolation without getting to talk to other people from other towns. So the things that she knows that she's comfortable with to an outsider would also be very disturbing and very weird.
Right.
So throughout the book, you're kind of slowly learning more about what this research is that Dr. Moreau is doing, how it affects his daughter and the other people that she's surrounded by, and how okay you should be. You're kind of figuring out how okay you are or should be with what's going on.
Right. Well, you mentioned in your – when you wrote about this book in Books We Love, you mentioned social critique. What sort of social critique should people expect from this book?
I think one of the big things is that there's this idea of kind of the purity of science, right? That anything that happens in a lab that is for the kind of good of humanity or like furthering human knowledge and development has a type of purity or is good. And this book is really pushing back against that, I think, and asking people to think about how science has been used to further racism, to further class disparities, to make certain people wealthy while other people will never have access to certain things. I think the doctor in the book has the idea that knowing how to do things and knowing more and having more resources is always better. And the people he's working with make it very clear that those advances are actually really not going to be helping 95% of the people in the world.
Right. They're often at someone's expense.
Exactly.
All right. So that is The Daughter of Dr. Moreau by Silvia Moreno Garcia. If you want to discover even more books that NPR loves, visit npr.org/bestbooks. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for being here, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. This episode was produced by Ramel Wood and Mike Katzeff and edited by Jessica Reedy. The Books We Love team is Beth Novi, Natalie Escobar, Maureen Powell, and Megan Collins Sullivan. Hello Come In provides our theme music. I'm Linda Holmes, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.